A judge in U.S. District Court in Seattle sentenced Colton Harris Moore, also known as the Barefoot Bandit, to 6.5 years in prison on Friday. Speaking before the judge, Harris Moore expressed remorse, saying he's lucky to be alive, and told other young people not to follow his example. Correspondent Amy Radel reports.
Colton Harris Moore was sentenced on 7 federal counts, including thefts of airplanes and weapons, during his cross-country spree. He's also been sentenced to over 7 years for state charges. In federal court in Seattle, Harris Moore apologized to his victims and expressed regret for his recent email that called his flights on stolen airplanes amazing. He said the thefts and getaways that other young people may admire were in fact dangerous and terrifying. Judge Richard Jones awarded the sentence prosecutors requested under a plea agreement, but stated that Harris Moore should get credit for the 18 months he's spent in federal detention already. Harris Moore's lawyer, John Henry Brown, says donors have given thousands of dollars for his client to receive treatment and education while in prison. And Brown fully expects Harris Moore to go on to pursue his passion for flying, maybe even getting a PhD in aeronautics.
I mean, if he was my kid or your kid, he'd be at MIT right now.
While Harris Moore never committed any acts of violence, his victims say they lived in fear after he invaded their homes. Kelly Kneifel says he and his family were returning to their home in Yankton, South Dakota, late one night when they surprised a naked Colton Harris Moore inside. Kneifel says a chase ensued and Harris Moore said, "I've got a gun." That was a lie, but Kneifel says his children were afraid long after Harris Moore had fled their town.
It was well over a year before the kids, the younger children, were easily comfortable to come home, walk in the door, go downstairs and play with their toys or whatever by themselves without us checking it out first.
Judge Jones noted that Harris Moore's life has been greatly affected by his mother's alcoholism, anger, and neglect. But he also said the young man terrorized his community on Camino Island with repeated thefts and break-ins. And he said Harris Moore committed crimes to fulfill his passion for flying at all costs. His lawyers have requested that Harris Moore serve his time at the Washington State Prison in Monroe. I'm Amy Radel reporting.